27th of May, St. Augustine of Canterbury, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The saints who toiled from place to place, spreading the gospel of God's grace, now in their heavenly homeland dwell, with Christ, whom here they served so well. Alert at thy command to go, and everywhere thy word to sow, they went, O Master, far and wide, eager, but yet unsatisfied. Thine was the task they took in hand, thine their good news for every land, thine was their power, and thine again, their passion for the souls of men. I have become a minister of the gospel according to the bountiful gift of God. Psalm 14. Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain? He who walks without fault, he who acts with justice and speaks the truth from his heart, he who does not slander with his tongue, he who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbour, who holds the godless in disdain, but honours those who fear the Lord. He who keeps his pledge come what may, who takes no interest on a loan, and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I have become a minister of the gospel according to the bountiful gift of God. This is the wise and faithful servant whom the Master placed in charge of his household. Psalm 111. Happy the man who fears the Lord, who takes delight in all his commands. His sons will be powerful on earth, the children of the upright are blessed. Riches and wealth are in his house, his justice stands firm for ever. He is a light in the darkness for the upright, he is generous, merciful, and just. The good man takes pity and lends, he conducts his affairs with honour. The just man will never waver, he will be remembered for ever. He has no fear of evil news. With a firm heart he trusts in the Lord. With a steadfast heart he will not fear. He will see the downfall of his foes. Open-handed he gives to the poor. His justice stands firm forever. His head will be raised in glory. The wicked man sees and is angry, grinds his teeth and fades away. The desire of the wicked leads to doom. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This is the wise and faithful servant whom the Master placed in charge of his household. The sheep that belong to me listen to my voice. There will be only one flock and one shepherd. A Canticle from Revelations 15. Great and wonderful are your deeds, O Lord God, the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the ages. Who shall not fear and glorify your name, O Lord? For you alone are holy. All nations shall come and worship you, for your judgments have been revealed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The sheep that belong to me listen to my voice. There will be only one flock and one shepherd. A reading from 1 Peter chapter 5. Now I have something to tell you, elders. I am an elder myself, and a witness to the sufferings of Christ, and with you I have a share in the glory that is to be revealed. Be the shepherds of the flock of God that is entrusted to you. Watch over it, not simply as a duty, but gladly, because God wants it. Not for sordid money, but because you are eager to do it. Never be a dictator over any group that is put in your charge, but be an example that the whole flock can follow. When the chief shepherd appears, you will be given the crown of unfading glory. Responsory: this is the man who loves his brothers and intercedes for the people. This is the man who loves his brothers and intercedes for the people. He laid down his life for his brothers. This is the man who loves his brothers and intercedes for the people. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. This is a man who loves his brothers and intercedes for the people. This is the faithful and wise steward whom the master placed over his household to give them their measure of food at the proper time. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This is the faithful and wise steward whom the master placed over his household to give them their measure of food at the proper time. Intercessions. Let us pray to Christ, the High Priest, who was appointed to represent men in their relations with God. Lord, save your people. Lord Jesus, in times past you have lighted the way for your people through the wise and holy leaders. May Christians always enjoy this sign of your loving kindness. Lord, save your people. You forgave the sins of your people when holy pastors prayed. Continually cleanse your church through their powerful intercession. Lord, save your people. In the presence of their brothers, you anointed your holy ones and poured on them your Spirit. Fill with your Holy Spirit all the leaders of your people. Lord, save your people. Nothing could ever separate the holy pastors from your love. Do not lose even one of them whom you have redeemed by your passion. Lord, save your people. Through the pastors of your church you gave your sheep eternal life, and no one can steal them from you. Save the faithful departed for whom you laid down your life. Lord, save your people. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty God, you led the English people to the gospel by the preaching of St. Augustine of Canterbury. Grant that his work may last on in the Church and bear fruit in every generation. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.